Welcome back in. Hour number two, Robbie and Rexrow, 1025, 1063 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrow. Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week, as we do every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. We are pleased to be joined by our good friend Jared Stillman from Stillman & Company. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you?
We are great. Congratulations on, I believe, what is now your fourth victory in the last five attempts in Jared versus Joe. It's quite the run you're on.
It is, after I think I lost last week for calling Dylan Radins a bust when everybody knows that he's a bust. Caroline said I just called him a bust too early, so that's why I lost that week. But other than that, it's been a nice run here on Jared versus Joe. And I think every Jared versus Joe victory that I claim just sends Joe a little bit further down the rabbit hole. So hopefully we can bring Joe back to sanity. But other than that, it's been a nice run here.
Well, I couldn't care less about your little victories. Well, what sends me down the rabbit hole is the time you waste with stupid discussions like Dylan Radins is the worst offensive lineman ever. Why don't they cut him? I mean, we've talked about Dylan Radins so much, and you perpetuate it. And look, it's a bad pick. We can all agree. But, like, I mean, the stuff you're sending me from Maddich and all this stuff, it's like, just give it up, man. It's not some huge scandal that he's still a reserve offensive lineman on this team. You haven't evaluated the other offensive lineman either. So it's really just the stupid topics that you have to drill down on. And then I'm like, why did I just spend part of my day getting upset about this stupid topic that shouldn't even be discussed at all?
Joe,
that's what I'm mad about.
Call me dishonest, and here
you're so dishonest.
Like, and here you are being like, yeah, the stuff you send me from Trevor Maddich. You mean the stuff that you demanded from Trevor Maddich that I then asked Trevor Maddich to send to you? Yes, that stuff. The stuff that you said, show me where Trevor Maddich said it. Fine, I'll text him. I text him. Yep. I send you what he said. Now you're like, why are you sending me this Trevor Maddich stuff? As if you're so cool that you didn't ask for it. Right. That you did in fact ask for it, so then I did send it to you.
Okay, yes. So first of all, you're incredibly dishonest, because yesterday on the show, you claimed to me that Maddich went through all these other guys, and then you're like, well, he said like Levin helped him on one play. Oh, okay. So he's evaluated him against Levin. And then you text him, and this is what Trevor Maddich says. Here you go. This is your text. His rating is more deserving of a roster spot than Jamarco Jones, Dennis Daly, or Corey Levin. He says,
by the way, I think is a fair question. With what you were asking, I think you were like saying, hey, compare him to the other guys. And I think what I asked him was a fair question.
You let me talk?
Yeah. Not biased in any way.
Okay, be quiet. And then his response is, if you dropped in from Mars, you'd think Radins was fourth of that group. He went through Daly's experience. Levin was a bit of a revelation. Jones also has some experience, but haven't seen him here yet. So what does Radins have any that trumps any of that? Haven't seen it yet, but maybe coaches have seen more. And then you cut off the text. Trevor Maddich didn't go to one
track. I didn't cut off the text. That was the end of the text.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks like there's a sentence that I don't read, but okay, maybe you just struggled with technology there. The bottom line is, Jared, you are trying to assign Trevor Maddich as clearly evaluating Radins as the worst and a guy who shouldn't be in the roster, and he has not done that. He has called out some plays where he was terrible, and it was good analysis, and I trust Trevor Maddich as an offensive line evaluator. He also wasn't out at practice, and now you and Caroline are talking like, well, I was at practice, and he was just awful. Like, you're making it sound like Dylan Radins did nothing good or has no redeeming qualities, and you aren't.
Yes.
Second. Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Right.
What you just said is true, period. Yes.
Right. Because this is what you do. You exaggerate. You take a take, and you're like, I'm just going to argue the hell out of this take. Forget whatever information may be there. Forget information that might mitigate this take. And what you're saying, Jared, is that John Robinson and Mike Vrabel probably should be fired, because he was a second-round pick, they're going to keep a guy who could hurt the team on the roster, which, again, you still have not really compared him against some of the other guys who have been cut or also reserve offensive linemen. He's fine as a reserve offensive lineman. He's a disappointment. We can all agree. And here we go again with you wasting everybody's time with a stupid discussion.
No, I think that you're wrong on a couple of fronts. The first front I think you're wrong on is the idea that I didn't go to practice. And I
know you went to practice.
I went when they would warm up. I went and watched the offensive linemen work out. Like where Keith Carter, the offensive line coach, would go, turbo, turbo, and then they'd shoot up and they'd go and hit into the pad. I watched that every freaking day. And I would stand there and I would watch it. And John Robinson would stand there and watch it too, just like I was. And I'm sitting here watching this thinking, what do I even know? And as I'm watching them go into the pad and hit it, I'm like, man, Petit Ferrer looks like he is much more powerful at hitting into the pad than Radins. I come on the air. I say that's what I saw at practice. Then I watch at practice and I see them immediately bump Petit Ferrer when they start wearing pads up above Radins. And I'm like, oh, he's not very good. Then I watched the Ravens game. He wasn't very good. Then I watched the Buccaneers game. He was horrible. Then I watched the Cardinals game at guard. They won't even let him play tackle anymore. I watch him at guard. He's terrible. By the way, John Robinson, you think he doesn't care about how everybody feels about his draft class? Yesterday, TD asked him about the 2020 draft class, spent 45 seconds making an excuse about COVID. Of course he cares how people view his draft classes. Yes, that stuff matters. It matters. And so to sit there and act as if Dylan Radins isn't horrible, watch the tape, Joe. Watch the 49er tape.
Oh, God. Watch the 49er tape. Oh, good. Let's go back to last year. Jared, no one is arguing. And again, speaking of dishonesty, I heard you say one time, well, I think Joe listened to my takes and then he just, goes.
I 100% believe that.
He's so pro-Radins because I've been so pro-Radins, Jared. I've been singing the praises of Dylan Radins for months now.
You think he can play in the NFL?
Jared, here's the problem.
He does not belong in the National Football
League. It's my turn now. You watch Dylan Radins. We all watched the Tampa Bay game. We all agreed. God, he had three or four snaps in that game that were bad.
And the Ravens game.
But Jared, you don't watch the other guys. And that's your problem. You're doing this in a vacuum, and you're not watching the other guys. They were so bad with the reserve offensive line in these preseason games. That's why, I mean, poor Woodside, who was bad, also like had someone in his face after a half a second. You are looking at Dylan Radins, and I understand the focus on Dylan Radins. I do. He's a second-round pick. But you tell me that John Robinson is like, guys, look, I know Dylan Radins is not good enough. He's terrible. He's way worse than Roos and all these guys. But second-round pick, Mike.
I didn't say he was way worse than those guys.
Well, Jared, you're saying that he absolutely should not be on this football team. He does not belong in this league. I've heard what you said.
Correct. And I think Julius Chestnut doesn't belong in the league, but I don't think there's anybody that.
Let's stick with the Robinson thing, though. So you're saying that Dylan Radins has no merit, no reason to be on a roster.
Correct.
These guys. So the reaction to John Robinson in this pick is already, I mean, it's a bad pick. We can all see it, right? So you're telling me that if they cut him versus he's just buried on the depth chart, that's a huge difference in reaction? That's a huge difference. Oh, the town just turned upside down if they cut him.
I mean, it becomes the number one story.
I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I mean, they didn't release him, and we're talking about it now 3 days after the fact.
So because you are perpetuating this idiocy.
It would have been a big deal. But to sit there and act like because he made the roster that he's clearly a serviceable backup offensive lineman, I just don't think is true. I mean, you crapped on Cody Hollister in the offseason, and I told you, I'm like, they really, really like him. And you were like, Hollister, he stinks. And I was like, I know, but really like him.
Is that right? So another honest Abe assessment. I'm sure that there's tape of me saying, Hollister, he stinks. No, I'm not like you, Jared. I don't sit there and say, this guy sucks, and this guy sucks, and you suck, and he sucks.
When is the onus going to be on you to prove something? I feel like every time I come on, you put an onus on me to prove something. You're like, you're
you just switched the subject to Hollister.
You're accusing me of not watching the other offensive linemen play, except for the fact that I literally bought an NFL Plus account so I can watch the coaches' tape, so I can watch all these guys. And they all stink, except for Levin. That's why Levin is so clearly ahead and far.
Bigly. Ahead. He's bigly good.
Yes. He is way, way ahead at guard than Radins, because Radins is terrible. And the reality is John Robinson doesn't want to release Radins and all of a sudden have to stand up there and answer another question like he did from TD yesterday.
That's why
TD asked him about that. Yes!
That's why the onus is on you, Jared, because you're trying to make definitive statements about John Robinson and his motivation and their thinking in that building without having a clue. That's why the onus is on you. You are taking these leaps and making these bold declarations that are not grounded in information. That's why the onus is on you.
What information
I don't do crap
do
like
have?
That. None of us do.
What information do I not have on Radins?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I went to practice. Did I not go to practice, Joe?
Yeah, I went to practice.
Okay, I went to practice. Do I watch the tape?
I'm excited for you to watch the tape. I'm
okay, so I watch the tape.
You need to put
tape.
These film sessions on
so
Insta.
So I watch the game.
You doing a film session on Insta would be amazing.
I literally watch the tape. I go to practice. I write everything down.
That has nothing to do with what I just said.
You say that nothing that I say is rooted in any information. I literally have
this
the information. I watch the information, and I share it.
Jared.
How much Dennis Daly tape have you watched, Joe?
None, and I'm not watching
so
a damn bit of it.
I watched him play the Buffalo
Good
Bills.
Good for you.
And
bully for you, Jared.
The Carolina game. He played three series at right tackle. He played two series at left tackle.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
And he was better than anything
Again,
the Titans have put out at right tackle this preseason. But
how do you not
say,
understand this?
Joe,
how do you not
you
understand
say,
what I just
Joe,
said?
Let me talk here.
How do you,
you
not understand this?
You cannot say that I don't have information when I literally do 100 times more work than you do on all of this.
Okay. Here, 100 times more work on all of this. Jared, the information you don't have is your claim that they are keeping Raidens only because he's a second-round pick and not because there's any redeeming quality in it for him as an offensive lineman. And if you sat there and watched practice, Jared, and I know you were standing there, there were very good reps by Dylan Raidens this year in practice. I sat next to TD on two straight plays where he had a great punch on Larry. Punch, like Maddich talks about. Are you catching a guy or are you punching a guy? He had a lot of good reps. You're telling me that all those weeks of him as the number one right tackle was all a farce? It was all a ruse?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is the information you don't have. You can watch all the damn tape you want on Dennis Daly. You are making a claim that you can't back up, and that's my problem with you.
No, your problem here is that you're looking at me making a speculation of why they kept a guy who has put out on the film that he clearly doesn't belong in the NFL, why they kept him. All I can do is speculate, just like I can only speculate why Julius Chestnut made the team when he also doesn't belong on a 53-man roster in the NFL. Because no matter what, even if John Robinson were to hold a press conference like he did yesterday, guess what? He's not going to tell anybody the truth about anything anyways. So the asking of it, like, hey, John, what do you – well, you know, we want to keep that – you know, we just try to look at what we're trying to do here. We're not going to answer any questions, even though if they just answer a question about did they go into camp thinking they were going to have three quarterbacks and then Malik played well enough to have to, you know, we always look at all the positions and all the numbers and all the, so all they're left to do is speculate. That's it. It's all speculation. Everything you guys do is speculation. It's sports talk radio. The backbone of it is second and first guessing the coach and general manager. That is the job. And so to sit there and act like,
so you're
oh,
the
yeah,
only,
you don't have the
Jared's the only one doing the job. Jared's the only one doing the job, Robbie.
You have to be.
Well, thank you, Jared.
You
tell us how to do the job, Jared.
You have to be inside John Robinson's head to make these claims. That's not possible, Joe.
Then shut up. Be better.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. I don't want to talk about Dylan freaking Raidens anymore, but you're making us. It's ridiculous.
I'm making
us. Oh, just be better. God.
Joe, to your corner. Stillman, to your corner. We have to go to break. Jared, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
We'll take your reaction. There's already a ton of it on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Because you're trying to make definitive statements about John Robinson and his motivation and their thinking in that building without having a clue. That's why the onus is on you. You are taking these leaps and making these bold declarations that are not grounded in information. That's why the onus is on you.
What information
I don't do crap
do
like that.
Have?
None of us do.
What information do I not have on Ravens?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I went to practice. Did I not go to practice, Joe?
Yeah, I went to practice,
Okay, I went
too.
To practice.
Well, that was spicy in the last segment. That wasn't technically Jared versus Joe.
Look,
but it kind of turned into it.
For all the people on the text line who are, and I get it, who are like, hey, another fake fabricated, you know, screaming session. I wish it was. It's not. Like, I'm honestly sick of it. Like, I am. I want all the people on here who are complaining about this, I appreciate you. All of you saying this is Radio Gold, stop it.
I can tell you this, definitely not fake.
It's not fake.
I can promise you.
Well, I mean, I want your I've said my piece. So I want your opinion on this.
Well, I think the idea that they're just keeping Dylan Raidens around as a backup because he's a second round pick is ludicrous, because if you cared that much about him being a second round pick, he'd be the starter. You don't draft somebody in the second round to be the backup right tackle or the backup left guard. So if he's already not going to work out to where you drafted him to be, which is clear at this point, we all agree with that. He's not going to be the starting right tackle. He will never be the starting right tackle for the Titans unless somebody gets hurt at this point. If he's not going to be that already, then, like, if you're John Robinson, he's already not what you drafted him to be. So how much at that point do you really care about keeping him on the roster because you drafted him in the second round? It doesn't make any sense.
It's bad logic. And it is, first of all, it's, again, Jared makes declarations like, oh, it's, you know, second round pick. You know, that's why they're keeping him. Okay, well, first of all, no. Yes, we speculate and all that. Of course, there's a ton of that in this. But that, to me, is going too far because you're claiming it as fact and you don't know that. And beyond that, I don't think it's true. I don't know. I have to admit, I don't know.
Now look,
but John Robinson has a pretty good bit of job security right now. No?
I would say, yeah. I mean, the bottom line is still that they've won a lot of football games, I mean, for sure.
And everybody whiffs on picks. He will whiff on more picks because he's going to have this job for a while, I think. And he's going to whiff on more picks. And the idea that, like, Vrabel, I mean, you're telling me that Vrabel's like, man, he's not an NFL player. I got to keep this guy on my roster to protect you. It's not good logic.
I don't believe that. Now, I also don't know whether or not he is good enough to be an NFL player. Like, I think we're going to find out. Like, at some point, and that's the thing that gets lost in this. There's a chance at some point he's going to have to play for you this year, and it may turn out that he's not good enough to be in the NFL. I don't know, but it's difficult for me to believe that, you know, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are like, yeah, you know, we don't think this guy's very good, but let's just keep him around anyway.
Like Jordan Roos or whoever they cut, Xavier Newman, you know, those guys are way better than Raidens, but come on, let's just keep him on the roster. I mean, that's what Jared is asking people to believe. So I do apologize for screaming. For those of you on the text line who are like, this sounds like someone was like telling like my two teenagers arguing over. I'm sorry, but it's not fake. It pisses me off because, you know, again, like, that's the backbone of BS. There's plenty of good discussion and different ways to do sports talk radio. And again, most of Jared's opinions I pretty much agree with. I enjoy their show, but this is what I'd like him to stop doing because I think it takes away his credibility. He can watch all the Dennis Daly freaking film he wants.
That was maybe my favorite line.
That was fantastic. Let's get it on Insta.
Mine was Turbo.
Turbo.
I mean, the Turbo thing was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny. I heard that on their show. Turbo. That's pretty funny. But again, this is like it is. It's like the Toonses thing. It's just everything's fine. And then off the cliff, and then insisting on doubling down and yeah, being dishonest at times and everything. It's like, dude, just, why? But hey, this is going to end up being a nice percentage of this show to talk about Dylan Raidens. So, big win for everyone.
I guess so. I've never seen a eighth offensive lineman, seventh or eighth offensive lineman generate as much discussion as he's generated the last week and a half. Oh, man. I mean, I can't wait until the games start to get played. I really can't.
I mean, look, no one's saying Raidens is good, but I will tell you, admittedly, from the sideline, not an offensive line coach, not an offensive line evaluator. He had absolutely had some good days out there and very good reps at times. I mean, it's like we have to go to this. Nah, never did anything good. It was a joke all along. Like, shouldn't have played college. Like, it's like, no, it's not that bad. It's bad when you get into your depth of offensive line. And I think this team, I think the starting offensive line is a concern, which is what we should be talking about. Yeah. And the depth, if they get into the depth, that's also a concern. I mean, it's not great.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Adam in Portland. Adam, what's going on?
Yeah, this is hilarious, man. So I think you both know. I've watched your show since you started. I've listened to you. I've listened to Jared since he started. I think, and I'm 100% in Joe's corner on this, and Jared, that would be no surprise to Jared. The one thing that I cannot stand for people to do when they have a job on the radio, because they have a job on the radio, it's not like, he was in the NFL or you guys were in the NFL, is to look at professional athletes and go, he sucks. Like, think of where Dylan Raidens was to be able to be drafted in the NFL. Like, he was the stud everywhere he went in his life. Until he got to that moment, right? Like, there's only a handful of people who even get that opportunity. So for somebody who, sitting there with a belly and got their hands over their belly and going, watching Ninja Warrior going, I would have made that jump. No, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't be able to do what he's doing. You wouldn't be able to coach this team. You wouldn't be able to evaluate these players. So, but for somebody just to, and that's your job. He's right. That's your job, is to come out here and give opinions. But if your opinion's always 100% one way or the other, like, he's either great or he sucks. Like, that's terrible. And I've told him that for years. I'm like, you got to give somebody a little room to grow, or you got to give somebody a little room to fall back. But if you just always declare, like, this person sucks, like, that's terrible. That's a problem. Like, I don't know how, a young person, if they were to listen to your show, I think you would hope that a professional would want to listen to your show. If he would listen to that and then either take you seriously or have confidence at the end of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just goofy to me. For somebody to just tell a professional athlete that he sucks, I think it's goofy.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Great call.
Well, look, I agree with a lot of what he's saying there. I also, you're viewing things through the lens of professional sports. I think I would hope that everybody would agree that if you get to the NFL or the NHL, or the NBA, whatever it is. I mean, the statistics are what they are. You're better than 99.999% of people who have ever lived at said sport. So I hope that people understand that. I also realize that, we talk about people not being good all the time, and it's right. Relative to
it's in the context
of the league.
Yes. So I agree. I mean, it reminds me of took Brennan to my middle child to I did a thing where we went to like a sports bar for a Titans game, and I wrote about it, and he's like, Deion Lewis is trash, and I'm like, well, Deion Lewis is one of the top probably like 35 running backs in the entire world.
Yeah.
So he's not trash. It's like speaking to a child.
Right.
Everybody doesn't suck. And that's the thing. It's like you can't think of better words than suck, suck, sucks. This sucks. That sucks. That sucks. Come on. By the way, shout out to my niece Callie, who says, Uncle Joe, why are you yelling on the radio?
Shout out, Callie.
So I'm sorry I lost it. She said, it's okay. I was just joking. It was funny. So.
We'll continue the conversation. We got more of your thoughts to get to. 615-737-1025. We also have your next opportunity to join the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League. Coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is your next opportunity and your next to last opportunity to join the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League.
Two spots left.
Our trivia question today. We have two spots remaining in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League, and we can now announce that our fantasy football draft will be taking place on Wednesday at Third and Home as well, Germantown's Bar with a Ballpark. So looking forward to that. Appreciate their partnership in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League, and looking forward to having some fun coming up next Wednesday as well. So we have two more spots that are available. We'll give away one right now and one tomorrow as well. And today's trivia question is this, and remember, this is on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Not the phone line, the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So text it in. Today's trivia question is this. How many receptions did Randy Moss have for the Tennessee Titans?
Ooh.
How many receptions did Randy Moss have for the Tennessee Titans?
I have a number in my head.
If you know the answer, hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Titans legend, Randy Moss. How many receptions did he have for the two-tone blue? I'm interested to see. This one's a little bit difficult. I thought yesterday was going to be difficult with James Wilhoit, where he went to school. It was not difficult.
That was crushed. That was knocked out of the park. Greg Pogue texted me like right away, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow.
That's one of those. If you've been around for a while here, then you probably knew it. If you're newer, a little bit more difficult.
That was a good, like, lot of true Nashvillians. A
lot of true Nashvillians.
You know, weighing in. Not just a bunch of Yankee transplants.
And this is one of those ones, too, where, like, if you took the time to look it up for Randy Moss, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to guess. You got to just go. And I think we have a winner on the text line.
Waiting for a name.
Waiting for a name. So we'll get to that here in just a few minutes.
The hint
is it wasn't very many receptions that Randy Moss had for the Titans.
Wow, there's a lot of different responses, though. I think I shot too low.
What was your guess?
My guess was 4.
You shot too low.
I shot too low.
Not by much, but you shot too low.
Someone has 1, which would be awesome.
I wish
that was true.
Yeah, that would have been great. Well, if we have a winner, I guess we can go ahead and tell the answer. 6 was the answer.
Mm.
Randy Moss, 6 receptions for 80 yards for the Titans. 0 touchdowns.
Matt said 80, so I assume he means the yards.
Yes, that was the yards. Receptions, he had 6.
Also, guys, our winner is Jamal.
Jamal.
He is our next member of the league.
Congratulations to Jamal. We will be giving away another spot tomorrow, the final spot in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League, taking place tomorrow on the show as well. So looking forward to that. We may have to consider in the future having 2 leagues. There's been a lot of interest. So
2 leagues.
Maybe next year we'll have
or
2
3.
Leagues.
Or 3.
Dueling
we could all
leagues?
Be commissioners.
Yeah. Maybe so. Next year we'll have 2
that
leagues.
Sounds complex.
Well, the show can handle it. We're professionals on this program.
So if we had 2 leagues, how do we do that? We are very professional as this episode clearly demonstrates. I shouldn't loop you guys in with me. How would that work?
That was
though?
The most enjoyable thing I've done in a long time, to be honest with you. So
it was not one of the most enjoyable things I've done.
By the way, we'll have John Adams coming up at 8 o'clock on the show. Looking ahead to Tennessee and Ball State tonight. John Adams, an absolute legend from the Knoxville News Sentinel. So looking forward to that at 8 o'clock. That will make you feel better.
That will. That is going to be very enjoyable. John Adams is always enjoyable.
We'll get back to the Titans discussion a little bit later in the show. I do want to take a look around the AFC. We've talked about, Joe, how loaded it is. How many teams in the AFC do you feel like have no chance to make the playoffs this year? Like, as you look around the conference, you look at the Titans division may hold a couple of them. Maybe. I don't know. People like Jacksonville. But there's not very many teams around the AFC that I feel like just have absolutely no chance. I would put Houston in that category, despite my love for Davis Mills and the quarterback position that he's going to play this year. I would still put Jacksonville in that category for no chance to make the playoffs. I would also put the New York Jets in that category as well. Other than that, Like, I don't. Like, would you go Steelers with no chance? I know they've got Mitch Trubisky. They've got Rudolph. They've got Kenny Pickett. But it is the Steelers. Like, they tend to find a way to hang around. Although, with Mitch Trubisky and or Kenny Pickett as your starting quarterback, I don't know if that's happening this year. But for sure, the Jets for me, the Texans, and the Jags. And those may be the only ones that I feel for sure in the AFC that are not going to make the playoffs.
Well, even with them, and I'd leave a tiny, tiny crack open. The door cracked just slightly open for Jacksonville.
Oh.
I'm talking, okay, let's say what we know of that team. New coach, what we think is a very talented and could be very good second-year quarterback. Actually, some pretty good talent, I think, on both sides of the ball. A place that's been a complete mess. You know, someone on the text line claimed earlier that they, in the last however many years, have the least losses and the most money spent over a period of time, which that's a heck of a stat if it's true. Wouldn't be all that surprising. It's been a mess. But that team, from what we know of it, going like 9-8 and somehow getting the playoffs, which probably wouldn't get you in. But, I mean, like being surprisingly good and having a winning record, where would that register on like the shocking NFL seasons? If you really go back through with preseason thoughts on various teams and then teams that surprise good or bad, it's not like the craziest thought in the world.
It wouldn't be the craziest. I mean, it would be – I would be shocked if that happens.
I'd be very surprised.
It wouldn't be – well, look.
But I think they might win like 6-7 games.
I don't think it's quite the same as it was a year ago, but – I mean, the Bengals just went from, I think their preseason win total last year, like the over-under was like 6.5 or 7.5. I think it was 6.5. And they went to the Super Bowl. So, look, it's not, I'm not saying that Jackson, I don't think Jacksonville has a chance to do that. But, I mean, you are talking about a team where we're 1 year removed from a team that was largely picked to finish fourth in their division, that won the division and went to the Super Bowl in Joe Burrow.
Right. So, how surprising. So, a year ago, because going into last year, it's like, okay, Burrow coming off the ACL, like, he's really good. There's some promise. Like, they could be better. But if someone said right now, at this point a year ago, Bengals are playing in the Super Bowl, compare that statement to right now, Jaguars are squeaking into the playoffs. Which is the more shocking statement in that given time?
Probably the Bengals playing in the Super Bowl.
All right. There you go. So, again, I don't expect it at all. I'm just saying, they at least have some elements that could make them interesting. Whereas I think if you want to go straight up, I would put everything I own on. Texans are not making the playoffs. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll put it on there. I don't know that I'm putting the house on the Jags not making the playoffs, even though I'd probably put a lot on it. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Right. I think the Jets may be the team I feel the best about not making the playoffs. I don't know. Houston and the Jets are probably neck and neck.
Some people think they're very talented.
Yes, I'm sure they do. Like, you know, there's borderline. Like, there are teams that I think it could go either way in terms of they could be good or they could just totally fall apart. Like, I'm really interested in Miami this year. You've got Tyreek Hill. You've got Jalen Waddle. I mean, the tools, I mean, you know, Gesicki at tight end, the tools appear like they're there for Tua. But I could also see Tua just maybe not being good enough at the NFL level and that going the other way. Like, I think there's going to be a team that either surprises us or is way worse than we thought they were going to be heading in this year. That happens every season. But I don't remember the AFC picture ever looking quite like this, where there's basically three teams for me that I feel good about absolutely not being a playoff team heading into the year. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. No, it is. Because – like, I don't think the Steelers are going to make it, and I'm not a fan of Mitch Trubisky, and I think it's a lot to ask of, you know, Kenny Pickett to take over and take. But, some of that is just what they've been, and so consistent for so long. They do have some good elements of their football team, and, what they did a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, with the quarterback situation they had then, you know. So they to me can't be a non-starter for a playoff spot. So you can go to the other side, go to the NFC, and I think there's a lot of teams you feel at least pretty good about saying they're not going to be a playoff team. But you also know, like, there's a playoff team or two who wouldn't even sniff it in the AFC.
Yeah, you would think so. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jerry from Spring Hill. Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, just caught in traffic here on I-65. Typical morning.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Spring Hill. Just wanted to say I don't think the Cleveland Browns are going to make the playoffs either in the AFC. That is a mess there in Cleveland, and they don't have a proven starter with Deshaun Watson on the sidelines for 11 games. I don't think Jacoby Brissett is your man there in Cleveland, and I think you could cross the Browns off the list in the AFC as well.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jerry. I mean, I thought about the Browns. The only hesitation I have with them, Joe, is like, can they hang around close to 500 before Deshaun Watson comes back? If they can, I still think they've got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, now, like, I don't think they'll make it, but yeah, it's hard to say zero chance. It's all hard to know what the heck's going to happen with them. Well, I mean, Brissett's not very good.
He's not very good, but they're scheduled the first part of it. I think when we talked about this when the original suspension was six games, like, you could probably survive that if you're the Browns. Now, as the schedule goes on, it gets a little bit more difficult. But if you're a game under 500 when he comes back, can you not make a push for the playoffs then? And now the other part of this is I have no clue what he's going to be when he comes back and he's playing. There's all this stuff swirling around about him. He hadn't played in 2 years at this point. Like, I don't know what he's going to be on the field when he comes back. But it's still difficult for me to say zero chance for the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't feel great about it.
No. Don't like their chances. Don't like the Steelers' chances. Texas, but honestly, I think like zero, I know it. I know for sure not making the playoffs. I think to me it's Texans and Jets.
Coming up next, it is time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. I guess kind of like version two of the Rex Rant.
Did I already do that?
That's next. This is Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN, 102.5 The Game, and the Game Nashville app.
We'd go, turbo, turbo, and then they'd shoot up and they'd go and hit into the pad. I watch that every freaking day.
So turbo, turbo, that's pretty funny. It's like the Toonsis thing. It's just everything's fine, 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 then rah! Off the cliff. And then insisting on doubling down.
Yeah, and they'll just call up Jordan Russo off the
ridiculous.
Practice spot.
Oh, in the middle of the game?
As
okay,
always,
sounds good.
Joe Rexrode.
It's ridiculous.
As always, yeah. Joining us on the program. Speaking of that,
Joe just hung up on us.
Joe got mad? Oh, it's great.
What the heck, Joe? Oh.
Friend, I sacrifice all the nights.
I said bye. I said see ya.
Click. It's gone.
So do I have to, like, do they then have to say, and then you may now go. You can now leave. I said see ya.
I mean, it seemed rather abrupt.
Well, I was in the Titans facility too, by the way. So poor TD has like a phone call that he's got to take. And he walks into this room. It's like one of the rooms that's by the media room in the Titans facility. And I'm in there screaming at Jared. And, you know, I'm like, sorry, TD. I'm like, wait, it'll be over. It'll be over soon. You know, goes
like
out.
Walking out on the field.
Yeah, he just like walks out and has to go find, like probably go like stand in the bathroom, take his phone call sitting there. I mean, I was like, I got to end the call. Guys, I actually, my rant today was going to be on this whole topic of, yeah, just the silliness of this idea that, like, an NFL coaching staff and front office would collude, essentially, to keep a non-worthy player on the roster so that people don't yell at them about what we already all know is a failed second round pick. But like, I'm spent. I mean, I can't talk about this anymore. It was the predetermined question for Jared's win yesterday. Because he talks about it so much, it becomes, again, the sky is green. Really? Oh, I guess the sky may be green. I'm spent. I've said enough. I've said enough. So here's a new topic.
Okay.
Why the hell do people keep stealing my charger cord?
Who is it now?
Well, no one's admitting it, okay. But I don't have a charger cord.
Well, you know it's not Jack. It's not Jack.
That's right. We can
rule out someone.
We can rule out Jack now. We can rule out Jack. I have an idea of who it might be. I got a little idea. I won't name any names. But I have, to charge my phone, I have this thing that like plugs into your laptop. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I've got. And that's pretty much my rant.
Tell me why this happens.
This needs to be turned into an existential conversation. Look, tell me what I can do. Like, where can I hide a charger? So I've tried to hide. I've put it in my bag. I put it underneath my laptop. I've like crap all in my bag. I have balled up papers and all kinds of other cords. I've put it underneath that. I put it underneath my laptop. I've put it in my pants pockets that I'm going to wear the next day. So, like, I put my clothes out because, you know, when you get up as early as we do, you can't rustle around in the room, right? You're not trying to wake people up. So I'll ball it up, and I'll put it in, like, my shorts or pants. Or I have left it in my car plugged into the thing. And at some point within about a month or so or to 6 weeks, it will be stolen from me.
I think you need to go on a little bit of a spree here and get some chargers that people just don't know about. Like, don't tell anybody you bought any. That maybe some that are different colors. You know, they make some different colored chargers out there. Maybe they'll think of something different. Like, you need to – there needs to be, you know, a rotation that happens here that people just don't know about.
Well, we did.
You may even need to leave one here.
That is a thought. That is a thought. I could leave one here. We've done the different colored ones. Like, you can't steal your brother's or sister's charger because you are green and you are blue, right? But I don't know. The thing is, what happens, they get stolen and then they get left at, like, a friend's house. So, like, you know.
Well, I mean, people, like, there's a couple people in text line, like, yeah, just write your name on it. It's like, well, that doesn't matter because people will still steal your charger. They don't care that it's yours. They just want the charger.
Joe, I would give you advice on this, but I am going to out myself right now. And if my mom is listening, I'm the one in our household. I am the one. Whenever I go home, I never bring a charger and I steal everyone's.
And so you leave with the chargers.
Sometimes.
Wow, man. That's tough.
Shout out, family. I love you. But I am the one, so.
Yeah, but maybe it is. It's time to start buying them and then never. But the thing is, so then you never charge them in front of people?
Well.
Because then they'll see that you have a charger.
I'm totally about to jinx myself here. I've had the same phone and the same charger for like 4.5 years.
That's incredible.
Same one.
That is absolutely amazing. Shout out to the Stanleys. I can't.
Somehow it's never been misplaced. It's never been stolen.
That's absolutely fantastic. And the thing is,
I also don't have children yet. So,
yeah, I mean, it's I shouldn't just absolve Katie of possible responsibility.
Let's get in there.
Like, if I don't have evidence on who exactly it is, and I can't just say she's innocent.
Yeah,
right.
Let's go.
But I'm really particular about. I took your charger. I've got it. Here it is back.
Yeah.
And if the whole world conducting themselves like this, what kind of place would the world be?
Well, and you're going to need it today, heading up to Knoxville.
Well, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do. Never mind.
That's right.
I'm going to say what I'm going to do. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to say it.
That's right. We'll see if Joe Rexrow can get his charger situation figured out. By the way, there's some breaking news in the NFL. It's coming from Adam Schefter. The Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson have reached an agreement on a 5-year, $245 million contract extension. That includes $165 million guaranteed, The deal now ties Russell Wilson to Denver for 7 total years and $296 total million. Another massive quarterback deal in the books, this tweet from Adam Schefter. So a nice contract extension for Russell Wilson.
So 165 guaranteed. That's a good number. That's about right. What do you think? I mean, obviously, it's way less than the sexual predator guy got in Cleveland. I don't know about Russ. I just don't know what's he going to be this year in the next few years.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, you know, I think when the Titans played the Seahawks last year, he was still Russell Wilson. That team could move the ball. And he got hurt last year and the season derailed. But it, like the last couple of years, it hasn't quite been the same from Russell. Can he, you know, with the change of scenery, get back to that guy in Denver? I don't know. We've talked about Matt Ryan and how intriguing he is this year. Russell Wilson's pretty intriguing heading into Denver. Like, what exactly is the difference that he's going to make? By the way, he'll be 34 in November. Now, you know, everybody gets, I think, jaded by Brady because he's 45 and he's still out there slinging it around. Not everybody can do that. Eventually, you know, even if you're a quarterback, 34, 36, 38, you start to get up there. A lot of times it goes the other way. Rodgers has been able to overcome that. Brady's been able to overcome that. You know, Peyton Manning could not overcome that. Ken Russell Wilson. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big investment. But look, if you're the Broncos, it's still the best potential QB situation you have.
There's no question.
In a long time. And by the way, shout out to everybody on the text line wondering if Jared's stealing the Chargers. I hadn't really considered that.
Well, maybe we need to.
He may be melting them with his takes.
Maybe so.
From afar.
Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 7:05 on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds are at home at First Horizon Park, taking on the Memphis Redbirds, the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza and Farm Bureau Health Plans. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the legendary John Adams from the Knoxville News Sentinel. We'll get his thoughts on Tennessee as they're set to begin their season tonight at Neyland Stadium. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.